Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, March 22nd. Currently, with fair skies, it is 33 degrees. The humidity is 72%. The wind speeds from the north at 17 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.10. The dew point is 25 degrees, and the current wind chill is 22 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. The City of Independence has named a new police chief.
According to a Facebook post, City Manager Kelly Passuer announced the appointment of David Hutchings, retired Associate Director of the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, as interim police chief for Independence PD. The assignment comes after the resignation of Chief Jerry Harrison, who will be officially leaving the role for chief of police position in Lebanon, Missouri on April 5th. Hutchings is a 33-year veteran of KBI, retired from his position at the Bureau last August. Hutchings steps into the chief position on March 25th. I'm Lou Flores.
Fire investigators continue to look into the cause of a blaze that claimed the life of one person in Chanute. Fire departments from Parsons, Iola, and Thayer responded to the fire at the Cornerstone apartment complex on West 4th and said many residents escaped, but one person died. The Red Cross has been helping those who need a new place to stay, and several donation drives have already launched to help the residents. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Prairie Land Partners has a great lineup of compact utility tractors to help you tackle any job on your to-do list. Get in the seat and save up to an additional $1,500 off a 2023 John Deere compact utility tractor model. With 0% interest, huge cash discounts, and a free implement of your choice, now is a great time to buy. Offer ends April 30, 2024. Some restrictions apply. See Prairie Land Partners for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at Easter.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. An initiative at the Kansas State Capitol could protect sporting officials from abuse, as right now, Kansas is one of many states dealing with a shortage of referees and umpires. And one reason for that is the verbal abuse hurled at them by unruly spectators. Jeremy Holliday with the Kansas State High School Activities Association said while verbal abuse is common, they rarely see physical violence at Kansas high school sporting events. He explained that KSHSAA has about 5,000 members. However, there's been a growing concern over the last decade about a decline in numbers. And the number one reason given to them over the last few years of why if someone registers for 1 year and they don't come back for year two, is because they don't feel like taking the abuse. An amendment was added to a bill earlier this week, which is designed to protect public transportation officials from abuse. And Representative Clark Sanders, who represents House District 69 near Central Kansas, is responsible for attaching the proposal to that bill. A former umpire himself, he stated that he has received some verbal abuse in the past. The verbiage added to House Bill 2808 would make physically or verbally abusing an umpire, referee, or other official a crime punishable by 6 months in jail, a $1,000 fine, or both. And if an official is under 18 years of age, that would be increased to a $2,500 fine, a year in jail, or both. 22 states currently have laws protecting sporting officials, and if Governor Kelly were to sign HB 2808 into law, it'd make Kansas the 23rd state to protect sporting officials from abuse. The bill is now waiting to be passed out of committee, although during the last two legislative sessions, similar legislation failed to gain any traction, making its future at the Kansas State Capitol uncertain. The Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission, alongside newly appointed Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Secretary Chris Kennedy, will hold its next public meeting on Thursday, March 28th at the Topeka and Shawnee County Library, Marvin Auditorium in Topeka. The hybrid meeting will begin at noon and conclude once all agenda items are covered. and Wall. All are welcome to attend. Interested parties do not need to be physically present to participate. Instructions for participating by Zoom, phone, and live video or audio streaming can be accessed at ksoutdoors.com/kdwp-info/commission and clicking on instructions to participate in virtual meeting. During the March 28th public meeting, commissioners will vote on amendments to big game and wild turkey permit applications to add clarifying language, amendments for fur bearers, open seasons, and bag limits to introduce an extended season for the taking of raccoon and possum by hunting and trapping. And if approved, the extended season would take place annually from the first day of March through the first Tuesday after the second Saturday in November of the same year. And amendments to personal watercraft definition, requirements, and restrictions that define personal watercraft operating requirements and restrictions. Commissioners will then allot time for general public comment on non-agenda items, receive an agency and state fiscal status update, receive a 2024 legislative update, and have a general discussion on trout program regulations to include season length and permit prices and the Aquatic Species Recovery Program. Commissioners will conclude the public meeting by hearing the following workshop items, which are items that may be voted on at a future date and include Antelope 25 Series Regulations, Elk 25 Series Regulations, Military Deer Seasons, New Carcass Movement Regulation, Webless Migratory Bird Regulations, and Waterfowl Regulations. The next Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission meeting is scheduled for Thursday, April 25th at the K-State Campus College Center Conference Room in Salina. U.S. Department of Agriculture Kansas Rural Development Director Christy Davis announced a little over $25 million in funding for two projects to help Kansans in rural areas have access to reliable electricity. She said rural electric cooperatives are the backbone of power delivery in Kansas, and rural development is committed to helping cooperatives modernize and expand their service. This announcement is part of a larger national announcement of 39 projects in 21 states through the Electric Infrastructure Loan and Loan Guarantee Program. Funding will help utility providers and electric cooperatives build and improve electric infrastructure, smart grid technologies, and renewable energy systems. A $21 million loan will be used to connect 360 consumers and build and improve 66 miles of line. And this loan includes $349,062 in smart grid technologies for Western Cooperative Electric, which provides electric service to approximately 12,100 consumers over 4,020 miles of line in 13 counties. Western Cooperative Electric is headquartered in Waukene. And a $4,736,000 loan will be used to connect 148 consumers and build and improve 51 miles of line for Nemaha Marshall Electric, which is headquartered in the city of Axtell, serving 3,546 consumers through 1,464 miles of line. To learn more, you can visit usda.gov. In Nebraska news, a former Central Nebraska news anchor has been found guilty of charges of terrorizing a woman through texts and emails. 27-year-old Joseph Scanlon pled guilty to one count of attempt of a Class 4 felony and two counts of intimidation by phone call or electric device. All those counts are misdemeanors, and in exchange for his plea, the later count was reduced from felony terroristic threats. According to the arrest affidavit, a Buffalo County woman reported receiving an email from Scanlon in which he encouraged her to kill herself and threatened her. The affidavit said on December 5, 2023, a Buffalo County Sheriff's deputy responded to the woman's home where she told him she had been receiving the intimidating and threatening messages from Scanlon for the past month. Scanlon is currently being held in the Buffalo County Jail on a $5,000 bond, and 10% would need to be posted for him to be released from jail. He's set to appear in Buffalo County Court for sentencing at 1:30 p.m. on May 30th. A local sheriff facing charges related to an insurance fraud took a plea deal and has been ordered to pay a fine. According to Valley County District Court records, Valley County Sheriff Casey Herbert, 46 years old, pled no contest Wednesday to one count of misdemeanor attempted insurance fraud, and in exchange for his plea, the charge was reduced from felony insurance fraud. As part of the plea deal, court records show Hurlburt agreed to surrender his law enforcement license, and a judge accepted Hurlburt's plea and ordered him to pay a $1,000 fine. The Nebraska Attorney General's office said Hurlburt bought full insurance on a vehicle after it was in a crash and then lied about the date. The Valley County Board of Supervisors is holding a meeting on Tuesday to discuss naming a new sheriff. A wanted man was caught Wednesday morning after a chase in Lincoln, according to the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office. At around 7:30 a.m., the Fugitive Task Force spotted 37-year-old Leandris Wallace, who was wanted on a felony arrest warrant near 23rd and A Streets. Chief Deputy Ben Houchin said authorities approached Wallace, and he then ran away, although the task force members eventually caught up and took him into custody. During a search, authorities found Wallace had 3.3 grams of methamphetamine, 3.3 grams of marijuana, 8 amphetamine pills, and 14 other stimulant pills. He also had a stolen handgun in his backpack. Wallace was arrested on suspicion of several charges, including possession of a stolen firearm and obstructing a peace officer. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, March 20th, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Jason Jones, Jim Miller, Gerald Jones, and Dale Jacobson, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Jim Miller to approve the March 6, 2024 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there were 10 building permits presented for approval. Don Rivera with the Western Kansas Child Advocacy Center reported on the services they provided in 2023. He said that in Norton, within the last 12 months, they provided 10 forensic interviews, they provided advocacy 161 times for 26 children and families for support and referrals, they provided trauma-focused therapy to 6 children and teens for 25 sessions, and they provided medical exams for 2 children, which is a total of 186 services to 44 children. A motion was then made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve a donation of $4,500 to the Western Kansas Child Advocacy Center. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Rebecca Wetter, chair of the Norton County Republican Central Committee, informed the council that a meeting has been set to discuss and plan a quarterly meeting for representatives from the various entities and boards in Norton County to meet and report on their current activities and happenings. Rebecca stated the meeting is set for 9 a.m. on April 20th at TNC Kitchen. City Attorney Abigail Horn stated that a letter was received from the Norton Christian Church requesting the vacation of the section of East North Street between State Street and North Kansas Avenue. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to have an ordinance prepared vacating the street and a utility easement. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Kelvin Edgett discussed the property conditions at 509 West Washington, and Chief of Police Jay Sharp reported on department activities. City Administrator James Maru presented a quote for materials for the electrical build out of the Gosling Addition. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to approve the quote and purchase of electrical materials for the Gosling Addition in the amount of $62,102.48 to be paid from the Electric Replacement Fund. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Gerald Jones reported that the Public Safety Committee discussed the continuing efforts to have the signage and rezoning completed on Eisenhower Drive prior to the beginning of the next school year for safety purposes, and it's being worked out. Gerald said the committee also discussed the need for the city to adopt a vagrancy ordinance. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Jim Miller to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 6 as a whole, and the motion carried, and the council then adjourned at 6:10 p.m. The following results for the March 19, 2024 presidential preference primary election in Norton County includes for president for Democrat Joseph R. Biden Jr. received 14 votes. Jason Michael Palmer received 0 votes. Dean Phillips received 1 vote. Marianne Williamson received 0 votes. And for the choice of none of the names shown, 4 votes. For President Republican, Ryan L. Binkley received 1 vote. Ron DeSantis received 5 votes. Nikki R. Haley received 26 votes. Donald J. Trump received 260 votes. And for the choice of none of the names shown, 10 votes. There was a total voter turnout countywide of 10.27%, with 52 total advance voters and 2 total provisional ballots. Memorial services for Brian Gritz Urban, 61, formerly of Norton, will be held today, Friday, March 22nd at 10:30 a.m. at the funeral home at the Plummer Gopper Funeral Home. A private family interment will be held at a place special to Gritz, and memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Public Library and may be sent in care of Plummer Gopper Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergopper.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having fish shapes, potato salad, rosy applesauce, whole wheat roll, and milk. And for Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be cheese pizza, fruit, and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 51 and breezy with a north wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 28 and a northeast wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming east after midnight. On Saturday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 54 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Saturday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely after 8 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 43 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour Saturday night. On Sunday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, mainly after 2 p.m. Otherwise, it's going to be partly sunny with a high near 68 and windy, with wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. And on Sunday night, rain showers before 11 p.m., then rain, possibly mixed with snow showers, and some thunder also possible. We'll have some patchy blowing snow after 3 a.m. and patchy blowing dust before 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. The low on Sunday night should be 19 and windy. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather, on Monday it should be snow showers likely mainly before 8 a.m. and areas of blowing snow before 8 a.m. Otherwise, on Monday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 35. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 43. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 56. And on Thursday, there's a 20% chance of showers. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 67 and breezy. Currently, with fair skies, it is 32 degrees. The humidity is 75%. The wind speed is north 17 with gusts to 23 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.10. The dew point is 25 degrees, and the current wind chill is 21 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge. But with the enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa, CU Money, reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Four-seeded Kansas outlasted 13-seeded Samford 93-89 last night in the opening round of the NCAA tournament. The Jayhawks were up by as many as 22 points in the contest, but Samford made a comeback. Ultimately, it fell short. The entire starting five was in double figures as KJ Adams led the way with 20 points. Hunter Dickinson had a double-double of 19 points and 20 rebounds. Nick Timberlake scored 19. Johnny Furphy scored 16 points, and DeJuan Harris added 13. For Samford, Akora Kaur led the way with 23 points, and Jaden Campbell scored 18. The Jayhawks outshot the Bulldogs 60% to 41% from the field. KU advances to the round of 32 as the Jayhawks will take on Gonzaga tomorrow at 2:15 p.m. on CBS. And Kansas State guard Cam Carter plans to enter the transfer portal per Joe Tipton of On3 Sports. The junior averaged 14.6 points, 5 rebounds, and 2.6 assists per game this season. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partner.
Are you struggling with healthcare bills? Norton County Hospital is here to help with Epic River Loan Solutions. Applying takes less than 30 minutes and everyone is approved regardless of credit. Break your bill into manageable automatic monthly payments to build your credit. Plus, no penalties for upfront or prepayment. Don't let healthcare costs overwhelm you. Call Kelsey today, 785-874-2220.
At the Mid-America Farm Expo, it's our job to expose farm producers to new knowledge and tools that will help them achieve success by providing exhibitor displays, programs, and seminars. This is Justine Henderson with the Central Kansas Extension District, and I want to invite you to the Mid-America Farm Expo on March 20th through 22nd at the Tony's Pizza Event Center and Saline County Livestock and Expo Center. I am honored and excited to announce one of our new speakers, Linda Salem, who will be discussing success in business and having a voice in the industry at 10:30 a.m. on Friday in the Tony's Pizza Event Center on the second floor. Join us at the Mid-America Farm Expo in Salina, Kansas.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's go ahead and get a check of the weather.
This morning, we're seeing some patchy dense fog across south central Kansas where a dense fog advisory is in effect. We have a disturbance that's riding around a ridge of high pressure, pushing a cold front through this morning. Winds will be gusty behind the front from the north. The high today will be in the low 50s, but far southeastern Kansas may reach 70 degrees. A few showers may accompany that front passing through. Tonight, a deep trough in the Pacific Northwest will strengthen. That will send precipitation chances our way by later tomorrow and tomorrow night. And on Sunday, winds may develop ahead of the system, gusting anywhere from 40 to 60 miles per hour with a severe weather threat on Sunday afternoon and evening in central Kansas. Today's high will likely be in the mid-50s in northwestern Kansas, 55 likely in the north-central part of the state. Cloudy this morning with today's high 58 in northeastern Kansas. Sunny, low 60s in southwestern Kansas. Sunny and mid-60s, windy in south-central Kansas today, or high near 70 with showers in southeast Kansas. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you for that check of the weather. Now, Thursday was another day of general pressure on livestock futures. Front month live and feeder cattle futures closed higher, while December and later hog contracts closed lower. Futures continue to search for support. As far as the grains are concerned, corn futures are lower this morning after Thursday's higher session. That was still a little disappointing in that futures jabbed above major moving averages, but were not able to maintain a close above those levels. Soybeans are lower this morning as well after Thursday's session gave the U.S. the highest daily close since February 1st. For wheat futures are lower this morning as the supportive items from earlier in the week found plenty of sellers on the rally. This has been a check of the weather and of the market. You are listening to the Kansas Ag Network.